Actually, I present this study for on behalf of Dr. Pei Lian Chi, and I will try my best to present it. And this study is developed based on NIH funded project, and the principal investigator is Dr. Xiaomin Li. As of 2011, there are 17.3 million children lost one or both parents due to AIDS, and millions more have living with HIV-positive parents. One of the most serious challenges they met is stigma. Stigma has destructive impact on mental health of children affected by HIV/AIDS. And according to existing studies, little is known about the longitudinal relationship of stigma and mental health. A longitudinal study is very important to help to review the dynamic relationship between stigma and mental health, and also is can better to inform intervention, development, and dissemination. What is stigma? Stigma is a developed identity that discredits a person in society. HIV stigma manifests in stereotyping, discrediting, discarding prejudice, and discrimination that directed at people living with HIV. And there's some destructive impacts of stigma on mental health and the treatment adherence of people living with HIV, and also some impacts on their families, including their unaffected children. Some studies reveal that children as often who experience HIV stigma are likely to suffer internalizing problems such as depression, anxiety, and loneliness, and so on. There are two forms of stigma directly associated with mental health. One is indirect stigma. Indirect stigma refers to overt behaviors of discrimination and humiliation directed at a person, and it is an interpersonal aspect of stigma. Children may report such as, I was called bad names, or I was teased or pissed on by other kids. And another one is perceived stigma, which refers to subjective awareness of social stigma. This is an intrapersonal aspect of stigma. They may perceive the stigma from the social attitudes. Different forms of stigma may contribute uniquely to different mental health problems. For example, inactive stigma may lead to psychological distress among people who live with HIV and their family members. And perceived stigma may lead to fears of discrimination, anxiety of disclosure, and distress in measuring the treatment privately. Children affected by HIV in China is very serious. There are over 260,000 children lost one or both parents to AIDS. Many people were sick or die to AIDS because of the commercial blood collection. According to limited cross-sectional studies, children from HIV-affected families may report poor health status, such as both in physical health and psychological health. And also, some studies reveal that perceived stigma and negative stigma were robust predictors to children's mental health. This study is In this study, we proposed this model to explore the dynamic relationship between depression and stigma, specifically in active stigma and passive stigma. In this model, first we try to examine, we suppose that inactive stigma and passive stigma is significantly associated with each other over time. And passive stigma can predict later depression, and later depression can in turn influence the passive stigma. Regarding the relationship between inactive stigma and depression, we suppose that inactive stigma can predict depression, but depression cannot predict inactive stigma because inactive stigma is interpersonal respect of stigma. And in our study, we recruited 521 children, including 272 children lost one or both their parents to HIV/AIDS, and 249 living with HIV-positive parents. Those children are aged from 6 to 12. This data is collected from two rural counties in central China. We collected three annual assessments, and 7.5 participants dropped out from both second and third wave. Here are the measures we used in this study, including depressive symptoms, passive stigma, inactive stigma, and also some demographic characteristics. First, we examined the basic model among these three variables. We found that the model fits the data well, and all autoregressive effects were significant. And this indicates that a significant portion of individual differences remain stable over time for depression, passive stigma, and inactive stigma. And the correlation between inactive stigma and depression was stronger than that between passive stigma and depression. This finding suggested that an increase in stigma, either passive or inactive, is related to an increase in depression. Next, a sequence of past models were tested separately, each adding unidirectional cross-lapse paths separately. Here is the final model of the cross-lapse test. The model fits the data very well. This cross-lapse data effects indicated a visual circle among the three variables in a specific direction. We see passive stigma can predict later depression, and depression can strengthen the passive stigma. And also, passive stigma can further enhance the inactive stigma. And so, yeah. This is a vicious circle. This study also showed the relationship between stigma and depression bidirectional over time. And also we find that inactive stigma has a potential mediating effect between between passive stigma and depression. This suggests the important role of inactive stigma in psychological distress. Here are the discussions based on the findings. Yeah, we find a visual circle among these three variables. And second, this study suggests that children experience more inactive stigma may have more subsequent depression. And children with a higher depression are more sensitive to social stigma, which may in turn aggravate the negative effects of stigma on depression over time. This study has some important implications. First, it demonstrated longitudinal and bidirectional relationship among inactive stigma, perceived stigma, and depression. And also, it highlights the needs for multi-level intervention in stigma reduction efforts and emphasize the interplay of inactive stigma, perceived stigma, and depression. And also, further intervention are needed to elevate the negative impact of in both the individual level and the community level to disrupt the visual circle. Thank you very much.
Great. I'd like to thank the panelists for their presentations. And we have some time for questions. Are there any questions for the presenters? Any other questions? Oh, in the back.
Data at the International AIDS Conference, which is currently under review. among children who are dually affected. And interestingly, among the children, I think on top of that, when you look at food security, some of the structural elements in this really impoverished community, we find that food security also makes a really large difference in our model that potentially mediates some of those risks for poor mental health.
Any other questions? Great. Well, I'd like to thank the presenters again. Great presentation.